This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can you imagine hearing this live in person? This is recorded back in the early 50s. Listen how good it sounds. Shotgun hunting up some dove for dinner. Maybe grabbing my deer rifle if I see a wild hog and popping it. And sit here and talk about the New World Order coming after our children. And I would be rather driving around in the countryside with the fishing poles in the back of the truck, about to do some fishing with a little bit of Chuck Berry on the radio. But we don't have time to do that, do we? Because they're coming for us. And they're punishing us, and they're censoring us, and they're attacking us, and they're trying to set us up for crimes because we're fighting them. We're standing up to them. Kate Daly's coming up here in about 6-7 minutes. I've got a little bit of this testimony that Ernest Ramirez gave before the Senate. You know, we had him on the show months ago. His son died. He was in great health. 4 days after he took the second Pfizer shot. And I did an okay job in the first hour hitting this with Robert Barnes, but all the news we covered was huge today. But let me tell you something. Them coming after the children with these deadly shots, and California now moving to mandate and make children take it under color of law, which makes it even worse, is just total acts of war against humanity. And we have to resist this. Now, I don't want to get violent with these people, even though they're coming after our children. They want that because they're losing. But it's going to take some really serious civil disobedience. And, I mean, I'm going to have to start doing it myself. And you're going to have to do it. We're going to figure out what that is. We just got to come to a consensus and start doing it. But if you live near San Francisco and places like that where they close these In-N-Out burgers because they wouldn't make people have vaccine passes. And I said 2 weeks ago, I said, watch, San Francisco is going to mandate 5 and up. The minute the FDA comes out and says do it, they don't even finish the study on children until 2026. So they call it approved and studied. They covered up what really happened in the studies. That's what broke last night. He told you 3 weeks ago that suit was coming, Robert Barnes. So, what an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to recap this and hit the Ernest Ramirez news. And then Kate Daly, great syndicated talk show host, is going to take over. She hosts a large portion of the fourth hour here every Wednesday. We're really honored to have her. Always really amazing to sit back when I have my lunch. Usually she takes over on Wednesdays and watch the great guests she gets on as well. So I can't wait to hear what she has to say. And last week she had a lot of good news as well. And the good news is this is going to wake a lot of people up. The good news is that this isn't going as well as the New World Order wanted. But the bad news is they don't give a damn and they're going ahead with it because they love death. They're not just doing this to make $65 billion at Pfizer. They're doing it for total power and control because if they can inject people with really poisonous stuff and get away with it and get the whole system and the lawyers and the doctors and nurses to sign on, well, they've got full control. Those people are compromised. Those people will go along with anything. They'll go along with keeping babies alive and selling their body parts and all the rest of the stuff that's coming out. And yes, it's good news in Virginia. Do we know yet if that horrid governor lost in New Jersey? That demon, of course they're all losing. But is this a head fake? Like folks over here with Pundit are asking so that Republicans feel complacent coming up in the midterms and then they roll out all the fraudulent ballots again. We'll see. But no doubt the New Jersey governor lost. Hell, they said he was 15 points ahead in all the polls. And now they've been neck and neck, so we'll watch that race as it unfolds as well. So, yeah, am I celebrating some Republicans got elected? Yeah, I mean, sure, but they need to not be loyal opposition to the system. And this guy's poll numbers exploded in Virginia when he...
Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated high quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Again, it has that cutting edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
California dreams, they're coming for the five-year-old state. It's mandatory. They're going to inject your child. But at the same time, it's not even the law on top of it. And Biden's order is just hot air, but people bow down to it. Incredible. Kate Daly is about to take over, but I wanted to recap and then break some new news here. FDA knew about numerous adverse events for children related to Pfizer vaccine, approved anyway. Bombshell, had the lawyer involved, all of it coming out. Just such massive news in the first hour. Falsified data, Pfizer vaccine trial had major flaws, whistleblower tells peer-reviewed journal. And now we've got this. My government lied to me. Dad tells teen son's death from myocarditis following vaccine. The article's on InfoWars.com. Save other young people and save other children. Get this article and share it like your life depends on it, because God's watching. Texas father gave heartbreaking testimony before a Senate panel detailing a 16-year-old son's death from heart complications following his first Pfizer jab. Here's Ernest Ramirez.
I was a father of a 16-year-old son, a single parent. I raised my boy since he was a baby. He meant the world to me. I got the vaccine to protect my son. And after in March, April, they were announcing how it was safe for teenagers. Me and my son have never been apart. We're always together. He was my best friend. I always told him it was me and you against the world. He joined ROTC in high school. He was always full of smiles. Anybody that knew my son would see he was happy. I wasn't rich, but I gave him everything he wanted. We didn't lack for anything. We used to go fishing, camping, do everything. We got the Pfizer vaccine because I thought it was to protect him. I thought it was the right thing to do. It was like playing Russian roulette. My government lied to me. They said it was safe. Next week is his birthday. You know where I'm going to celebrate his birthday at? While everybody, once we leave here, they're going to forget about what we're doing or what they talk about, what we said here. They're going to be enjoying time with their family and kids. Thanksgiving, I'm going to spend at the cemetery. Christmas at that cemetery. They need to quit pushing this on their children. I lost mine. Y'all need to protect yours. They're trying to target the 5 to 12 year olds, we're going to have more deaths in our hands than they plan. And they say it's worth the risk. It wasn't worth the risk of the father of a 16-year-old son.
Now you can see the full testimony at InfoWars.com. The enemy is fighting to suppress this father and countless others, but they will not suppress them. FDA knew about numerous adverse events in children and covered it up in the Pfizer trials. Now a major internal whistleblower. San Francisco becomes first city in the world to mandate COVID injection for children 5 to 11, and it's all fraud. New major study out of the University of Stockholm. Government-funded study finds massive attacks on DNA by the COVID-19 mRNA spike protein vaccine. Science HAR, vaccine spike protein enters cell nuclei, suppresses DNA repair, will unleash explosion of cancer, immunodeficiency, autoimmune disorders, and accelerated aging. That's all there. You should read it. It's linked at InfoWars.com. And it just goes on from there with even worse. Oh, but don't worry. The FDA approved first oral blood thinning medication for children ahead of vaccine rollout ages 5 to 11. And now if you go to the NIH's own website, it says that of the children that develop myocarditis, even mild myocarditis, between 25 and 56% will die within 3 to 10 years. So if you think it's bad, the number of young people that have already died, 12 and up, just get ready. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is from the NIH website. That is the facts. All right. With that, she's got 49 minutes, and we really appreciate her hosting. Kate Daly, take over.
Thank you, Alex. You're on fire today. What a show. All right. Let's do this. Voting results are in. And although I'm happy to see some of the results, how happy am I really? I don't know. Because if three-fourths of the country is identifiably conservative, then how are the races always this close? How's that possible? One must wonder. Is it a little dominionitis, the precursor to COVID-19? I think so. You know what? We have some problems going on in America. Both parties are part of this. I know you know this. I'm preaching to the choir right now. But one is driving the train, and the other wants to look like a reluctant rider. They're not very reluctant when they get in, and we all know this. I feel like they handed us a little bone, you know, threw us a little bone and said, that'll keep you guys complacent. You'll think you've won something. What have we won, Bob? This is how bad it's getting when I don't trust my vote. I don't trust the hospitals. I don't trust scientists. I don't trust anyone anymore. It is a far cry from where we need to be. This is absolutely ridiculous, and both parties are a part of it. So Facebook is now saying when you hear those F Joe Biden chants, you're not really hearing that. Did you know that? Yeah, your ears, they're deceiving you, just like your eyes are deceiving you for all of the vaccine injuries that we have. Same thing. So a listener, you're supposed to just not hear what you're hearing. So a listener to my daily live show asked me if I could sum up the news in 5 minutes. Well, I could try. I could definitely try. Who doesn't love a good challenge? The national walkout for America is happening next week. The biggest strike in American history is going on next week. Are you going to be part of it? You going to get your American card? I think we all need to get our American card. You know, we haven't had to sacrifice. We've enjoyed the dream, but we've never had to work for it. And I think right now we're learning that even making it very easy, we're having to work for it. We already fought a bloody revolution. We don't need to do that again. What we really need to do is show them that we are not putting up with this. And so far, ladies and gentlemen, the biggest strike in American history has been going on under our noses. The media won't report on it. No, but we all know it's happening because you have friends and relatives and neighbors that are all leaving their jobs because of the mandate. So next Monday through Thursday, America is going to do the biggest walkout that's ever happened in American history. Are you going to be part of history? Are you going to tell your kids and grandkids what part of history you fell on? Because you're either going to be the Nazi tattletale, not administer services to people and be on that side of it, or you can be on the side of it that says, we're taking our liberty back and we're not going to hand it over this easily. So far, we've handed over it easily. And I saw a meme the other day that said, if we were back in Daniel's time, God would say, people actually would say, well, let's just hope it goes away and pray for all of it to go away. It's not going away. It's getting worse. And now the FDA is, of course, talking about what they're going to be doing to kids. And they switched out the ingredient, Tris. It's in the FDA documents. And Tris is actually a blood thinner to stop heart attacks. Do you want this in your kid? For all of you organic people out there that watch every little, bit of corn syrup, but they'll jam a child full of Tris because it's what the government says to do. Do you trust your government? Oh, I surely hope not. That's the difference between liberals and conservatives most of the time. If I go back in history and I tell you this is based on history and this is what I fear my government, what they'll say is they fear climate change, they fear all these other things that are never part of history. You can't prove any of them. I can prove what I fear, and I fear my government. I fear my government. Isn't that sad? Ah, we need to take our country back. I'll be right back. I have so much to tell you, and I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. I'm your co-host, or your guest host, I should say, Kate Daly from the Kate Daly Show. I go live every day, and I will be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back here with you, Kate Daly from the Kate Daly Show, your guest host. Appreciate this show. And wow, with Alex on fire today, can I just say, it was a great show. So let me just start here. A listener asked me to sum up the news, and that's pretty difficult to do given that I have 50 screens up a day and try to even narrow it down to several. And I'm sure Alex probably has the same issue. It's so many screens full of news. In fact, last week with Halloween, I couldn't come up with anything scary, so I just did the news. I mean, it was that pathetic. So let's start here for just a moment. I kind of want to give you a rundown of things to be very aware of and that are coming, because I think this is really important for you to sort of think outside the box a little bit to get prepared. Not to scare you, but just get prepared. And that's how I look at this. So we have a national walkout next week, Monday through Thursday. Please be a part of it and get your American card. It's time that we finally realize who we are. And I want to be on that side of history. I want to tell my kids and grandkids what I did as part of what we did in America to try to restore and push back. And I know many of you are pushing back right now and dealing with deaths and adverse reactions. It's just getting more horrific by the day. But so many people are behind that walkout, from Charlie Cook to Robert Kennedy Jr. to General Flynn, you name it. They're all behind it. They want people to walk out. If 3/4 of the country does it, we can really make history next week. And let's do that with the supply chain. Let's let them know that we're not going to have it as the masses. They added the ingredient trimethamine, to the shot for the kids, the experimental shot. Can you imagine something so catastrophic? I can't. I can't. I can't imagine parents doing this to their children. I mean, who is stupid enough to put your kids even in a trial? And they only had so many kids in a trial. I mean, it was this big. Ridiculous. And so, what, 86% had adverse reactions. And one of the adverse reactions is, of course, death, but they won't mention that. They just say, oh, it's a headache. It's a little mild sniffle. Yeah, okay, we believe them. Anyway, I wanted to say this about agriculture. Animal agriculture is going away, if we haven't noticed. And I've been talking to farmers, boots on the ground lately, friends of mine that farm, and the farmers are panicking right now. When farmers panic, and they're not talking, but they're panicking, then you know it's bad. This is why Gates is trying to get a hold of most of the USA. This is why the Conservation Act of 2014, which both parties absolutely went in on and conducted and made sure that went through. At the end of the contract that they give the farmers when they take over their land and keep it in their family name, it says, we will give this land to the USA and its successor. Who do you think that successor is? I'm going to go with UN. My first option would have been China, but you know what? We're going into globalization like crazy with Biden, and so with King Fraud-a-Lot. So I'm guessing that we're losing so much of America right now. They'll start killing off the animals and telling you that this is what is best for America, that we absolutely do away with the farming and the cow farting and everything else that's ruining us, right? I want to know who's stupid enough to believe after 6 decades of this, 6 decades of being told that we're going to die at the end of every single decade. How many decades will it take before we understand they're lying? 10? 20? I don't know. How many decades? I would have thought after like 2, we would have gotten it. But I think it's going to take the 7th decade of telling us we're going to die at the end of every single decade. It's amazing that they keep selling this lie. They're going to start destroying what is left of small farms. And right now, the farmers are panicking about wheat. This is a panic, ladies and gentlemen. They're also afraid of what's being sold to them in those nanoparticles. The nanoparticles that are going into our food supply. So they sold this originally as something that would help maintain its freshness. Yummy. Right? Can't wait to get a hold and chomp on some veggies with good old nanoparticles on top. But, you know, it is inside the food, as they absolutely talked about last year in the FDA report that, oh, yeah, and we don't know if it's safety. We're a little worried about it. In the safety section of the FDA document, it says we're a little worried about what's going to happen. But let me tell you about those nanoparticles, because, of course, Alex did breaking news on Saturday about this, and it was important. Everybody needed to know about nanoparticles in our food supply, or what's been dropped on our heads for many years. It's in us. It's all in our system. But why do you think they're so desperate to give it the shot? What about the shot makes those nanoparticles work? And that's the operating system. In that software, in that shot, is the operating system that makes it all work. It's like a battery for a car. If you don't have that, then you're lacking the key ingredient to making all those nanoparticles light up in your body and give them the data that they need. In the future, we will not have hospitals. And I hope people realize that. In the future, I mean, no one will trust them, but you'll have a physician working off the data that they get that comes from inside your body in a telecall. They will be able to do that. They started envisioning this a decade ago and started writing about it in medical journals, that this was the way it was going to go. I also wanted to mention water filters. Water filters are not going to cover it. In the 2010 Rockefeller report, they say that they sectioned off waters, rivers and lakes by fences. And they did this because they would say, well, there was a bioterror attack and the water's not safe. And it was a total lie. And so I want you to know atmospheric water machines might be something that you need to go get. And they do produce gallons of water a day out of the atmosphere. This might be something that you want to get a hold of. I don't trust that we'll need water filters if we can't find a water source. Something is very wrong. And this is going on right now. So just make sure that you can get one right now while you still can. Also, they have new laws on the books called the Online Safety Bill over in the UK for making any kinds of statements on Facebook. You can actually go away for false information. They're sort of false information, the bought and sold media. The bought and sold media and bought and sold government. And so what happens is you get to go to jail for possibly 2 years. Yeah. And also, what does Meta mean? Metaverse, where they're changing the name of Facebook, what this is going to be talking about is really coordinating a new online reality. A new online reality where anti-vaxxers are spreading false information. And, yeah, you can't say a thing. And then you also get to live in a reality where there's you can visit a baseball game and act like you're there, but you're not. How fun, right? I love life. And then also, you can virtually go and spend money. You can virtually have a world where mentally now you are pretty much unstable because you don't know the difference between are you on Facebook or are you not? Do you have an avatar? Do you not? This is such a huge, huge issue. Now you know why both parties have been instrumental in basically, you know, coddling each other on each side of the aisle, basically sitting on each other's laps while they pass mental health bills up the wazoo. And I wondered why this was coming. I wondered why they were concentrating on mental health so fiercely. Not only is it to take away your Second Amendment rights, but also to declare you ripe for good old pharma medication. Good old pharma medication they would love for you to take, because now you're living in an alternate reality on Facebook and you don't really know what's real and what's not. Oh, I can't even tell you. I hope we all get off Facebook quick. We can't stay there. There's no way we can stay there. It's not going to work out for us very well, is it? All right, I'm going to come back. I have so much to go through with you. Can I do the news in 5 minutes? Not really. There's too many headlines. There's too many atrocious things happening. I hope all of you are going to be part of this national walkout. It's going to be really important to show them that we're not going to take this. Let's show up. Let's be Americans. Let's show that we love this country. All right? This is easy. A walkout for a couple of days. We can all handle it. Be right back.
It comes at the end of October every year and only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the
Black Friday comes early, super blowout sale with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brain Force Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, it's even better than last formula with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good. It's now available again, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back here with you, Kate Daly, your guest host today. And boy, there's so many things that we need to know that I know it can be overwhelming. And I know it can be overwhelming to talk to those individuals in your life, as you're probably going to do over the holidays, to tell them about why you believe what you believe to be happening. Well, it's right in front of us. You would think people see it. It's like a wrestling match. You either see that it's fixed or you don't. There's going to be many, many people with their heads in the sand. And I've done a lot of shows on this to try to understand where we're going and why. What's happening to our country and how we're allowing it by hoping that if we give in a little, that we'll reclaim our liberty somehow. That's never happened before. But, and I can go back into history and I can tell you all my fears are absolutely substantiated by history itself. Now, a hard lefty can't tell you that. A hard lefty cannot tell you that. They believe in climate change is going to kill us every 10 years. They don't believe anything is wrong with government telling us about our health and telling us what to do with our health. They believe it all. But in the past, you can go back to any civilization at any time, any civilization. I can go back to the Haldimar. I can go back to the Jews. I can go back to the Assyrian Christians being marched around the desert to their death. And I can tell you that at any time during that, a mainstream media person would have been available, no matter what they were called at the time, okay, town crier or whatever, and they would have told you, because you would have asked, well, what's the biggest headline of the day? Do you know what they would have said to you? They would have said to you, well, the biggest headline of the day is the fact that your government has told you to do X, Y, and Z, and this is the latest instruction, rule, mandate, order, and that you're going to follow it. Because King What's-Her-Bucket or What's-His-Bucket has decided that this is going to be the thing you're going to do. But if you found somebody on the ground, somebody that was an honest journalist, somebody that was saying the things that weren't said, what would they say to you? Do you know what they would say to you in very hushed tones? They would say to you, there's a genocide going on and no one's talking about it. It's exactly what's happening right now. There's no difference. You can go back to any century and I can tell you about a genocide going on when government had too much power. That's exactly what's happening right now. There's a genocide going on with our shots. There's a genocide that's going to be going on with children. There's a genocide that's going on in the hospitals. People aren't dying of COVID. They're dying of remdesivir plus a ventilator. That's what they're dying of. So how do we stop this? Hopefully a nationwide walkout will put a little bit of a stop to it. That's what I'm hoping. And that's next week, Monday through Thursday. But, you know, I was going through some of the Dr. Richard Day, predictions. And these predictions happened back in 1969, right, at a conference in Pittsburgh. It was for pediatricians, actually. But Dr. Day was planned. He was the director of Planned Parenthood, and he was invited to come and give whatever his presentation was going to be. And his presentation revolved around all of these predictions that were going to happen over the next 30 years. And one of them was that housing would no longer exist. Housing as we know it, as far as those who have their houses right now, you get to keep those, although the taxes would be raised and it would be harder and harder to meet the demand of those taxes. But the interesting thing was when they said, you know, Dr. Day predicted, and this good doctor, this pediatrician wrote down, you know, what he said after this meeting, because he was so alarmed by it. But he also said, look, he said, housing will be a thing of the past. You will be living with strangers to just meet the minimum requirement of what is going to be located in apartments or condominiums. If you can hang on to the house you have right now, hang on to it. So my advice to you would be, I don't know if I'd sell. I don't know if I would let these big conglomerations buy up your home and jack up the prices for rent to people that can't afford it. We're going to have a lot of people and a lot of youngsters that cannot. I just said the word youngsters. How old am I right now? But young people will not be allowed to be able to have housing because they won't be able to afford it. The prices are not going to come down. They're going to keep them artificially high, and there will be houses that sit. So I would make sure that you hold on to your house. I really would. Don't cash out. I would make sure you hold on to it. And the other thing I would do too is to make sure you have sources of meat. Make sure that you have sources of food. Make sure you're growing your own food. If they're growing it with so many damaging herbicides right now and so many damaging products right now to extend its shelf life, you know what? I don't want my shelf life extended. How about that? I'm good. I don't need a bunch of chemicals where, you know, McDonald's hamburger sits on there for, you know, 100 years and it's pretty edible at 100 years. I'm good. I don't want that junk in my food. And I don't want to take a shot that it's its operating system that lights it up later on. So you know what? Right now, we got to make really careful, good decisions about water supply, food supply, housing supply, as we go into Agenda 30 and everything is cropping up as government housing. You know what? This is a time when you need to be involved in your city government, when you need to be a part of those decisions that do not require you to take Fed money, that do not require you to build up more government housing, and to be able to live in these smaller, I would say smaller communities that would allow you bartering systems. You know, in the future, and it was predicted back in 1969, you will live in a society that is, you'll be paid by impulses, right? The computer impulse for digital currency. You will not be able to get a paycheck. You won't know what that's like anymore. It'll just be the little carrot hanging, dangling right there for currency in general, which will be added to your bank account. But will you be going around the grocery stores and people be wondering why you have so much food in your cart? Will you be reported on instantly for having too much food? Let's say you feed some people that live in your home and you're going to need a substantial amount of food for people that aren't registered that live in your home. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about the fact that your gun might be locked up in a central vault and you'll only be allowed to take it out if you show a good credit score? Credit score meaning I love the government score. That's what that is. It's a credit score, but, you know, obviously I've been talking about this for 6 years. People thought I was off my rocker 6 years ago until they realized that we're entering into the realm of social credit now, just like China. There's a lot of things to be aware of, and I hope that we're all thinking outside the box a little bit to prepare for it. Not to scare, but absolutely feel a little bit more peace by preparing. We're going to have to demonstrate a lot more faith, too. It isn't going to be where we're just praying more. I mean, yes, we need to pray more, but you also have to demonstrate faith, and that's going to come from only sacrifice. Every generation has required some sacrifice in order to keep liberty. We just got off a little scot-free since the 50s. We haven't really been working on it. And that's going to be to our detriment because now we're going to have to play catch-up. And we're going to have to start sacrificing. But I really don't think God can perform a miracle in anyone's lives, or especially in a country, if no one is sacrificing and everybody's just going along to get along. This is not going to work in our country. We have to demonstrate pushback. And if it's stay home from work for a few days to demonstrate that, I don't think that's a very big deal. We're going to have to do things. We're going to have to be uncomfortable because all the things that Dr. Day talked about from 1969, they're coming true. And if we don't realize what's coming down the pike and we can't prepare for this properly, then we are just sitting ducks who continuously take it. I'm not going to be a sitting duck. You know, he actually said back in 1969, people would just disappear. Everyone would know that people were being disposed of, but they didn't want martyrs. They didn't want people to rally around, but everybody would know. They would be afraid to ask, but people would just start disappearing that were speaking up or pushing back. You know what? I fear God a lot more than I fear these evil little bastards. So actually, you know what? Fine. Let's go that route. But I will take a stand before something like that, before I ever give in. Let's just say that. I'll take a stand before I ever give in. Because it's not okay to give in. We have got to demonstrate more sacrifice in this country. And we're going to have to start really pushing it, doing things, and saying absolutely no. I'm so proud of all of you that are stepping out on their jobs and saying, I will not comply. Good for you. I'll be right back, Kate Daly.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Kate Daly, guest host, back here with you from the Kate Daly Show. I go live right after this on my own show. I'm on the dial, which is really rare. Not bought and sold media on the dial, you know, and it's there's only a few shows out there. Alex is one, I'm one. There's only a few shows out there that are truth in media, and I really hope that all of us, I think, get ready for what's coming, and we also push back. So back when they were doing the Nazi experiments, did you ever wonder why Hitler didn't just kill all of the Jews? Why did he want a certain segment of them to undergo experiments? Why was that? What was the point of that? He just wanted to kill them all anyway, this evil dictator. Then why not? Why do the experiments? This is when pharma was just exploding. And right after World War II, pharma went through the roof. Pharma had an answer for everything, and homeopathic medicines and all of these things were out the door. They demonized them in the Flexner Report of, I think it was around 1910, 1913, between that and 1920, they actually demonized any good medication. And now when we see what's going on right now, we are entering into the world of transhumanism. So as just as they entered into the world of pharma and they made pharma explode due to human experimentation, right now we're at the experimentation human level of being their guinea pigs on a massive, massive scale worldwide, right? And they're doing these human experiments on us right now as part of a trial, right? All the way up until 2028. Now think about this. Anytime somebody was ever in a trial, you were checked out daily. You know, you had to go in, you have to get all your stats taken, all of these things. Not anymore. You're given these shots. They're full of everything dangerous under the sun. They moved out the date to be 14 days after the second dose to even qualify you as listing you as a fully vaccinated person. One shot, not vaccinated. 2 days after you got your second shot, not vaccinated. You have a heart attack on day three after your second shot, not vaccinated. Not until the 14th day after your second dose. And they did that for a reason, so they wouldn't have to count everything. We are the human experiment for the launch of transhumanism. Think about that. We are the experiment. They've been telling us for a decade. So it's not as if they haven't said. Is it the law of the universe where they actually, these little evil people have to tell us what's coming and then grin while we try to say out loud what they're doing and get called a conspiracy theorist? Pretty amazing, isn't it? Because they're out there saying it. So I would recommend that you take every supplement known to man and order lots of them. I would say that you need the supplements that Alex talks about on this show. I would say that you need to have a whole garage full of medical things that can help you, whether it's an oxygen machine, whether it's something to take blood pressure. Do you know, when I covered the story about the guy in Bosnia who talked about what was popular when his government went to crap and everybody was scrambling, and he said nobody ever had medical supplies on them. Nobody knew how to facilitate a problem in the medical world. So those who actually knew what they were doing, or those that had the skills, or those that even had a single Band-Aid, were very popular in the trading community, right? In bartering, because they were able to barter out what they needed in life. Also, lighters. Lighters were a very popular item. This was in the 90s. Okay, we're not talking about, 1800s. We're talking about the 90s. Lighters. If you had a barrel full of just anything you could fit in your pocket, a lighter, anything like this for trade or bartering, it was very, very important to have on hand. As much as I think that America will push back because we do not want the things that are happening, I also want to be very, very prepared going into this and knowing that they're, I would say, well-equipped plans. They're plans that they have for us. They will outlaw supplements. They will outlaw anything homeopathic. They will outlaw these things. So to have them, I would say would be vitally important. Liposomal C crosses the blood-brain barrier. You can take a lot of it without digestive problems. Take the whole vitamin C, because ascorbic acid is only the outer shell. These are things we all need to know. You want the whole vitamin C power. Powder, or capsules. You want to have vitamin D supplements. You want to have all of these things. If we go into transhumanism and we're considered the normals, and you've got all of these people that are being devoid of conscience, because I actually think that's really what they're after. That's really what they're after, is to sort of remove your ability, as they go into transhumanism, the ability to listen to God. That's truly what I think. After studying this for 10 years, and I'm talking 27,000 hours now, 27,000 hours of study, it's really studying the plans of evil. That's what this is all about. And so you have to think, okay, if you were the most evil guy in the world, what would you want? You would not want people to have their health. You'd want to drive big profits of pharma. You would not want people to have faith. You would not want people to be close to God, their creator. You would not want any of these things. So what industries would you be in charge of? If you were pure evil, what industries would you take? Pharma? The vaccine industry that we didn't need because we had great sanitation starting in the 50s? And that's usually the reason you get plagues? All of these things happen because we're willing to just go along with it instead of pushing back on it. And as these things are happening in our society right now, we can't underestimate evil. And I think, honestly, that's what a lot of people have done up until now. They underestimated, oh, it can't happen here. We're in America. We're free. We have liberty. My government loves me. I feel like Sally Field, you know, getting the Oscar. They like me. They really, really like me. No, they don't. They don't. They don't like you at all. They actually would like to erase you because they don't like people in general. They look at us like cattle. We should all start walking around and mooing. That's how they view us. So once you finally get how evil these people are and what they're willing to do to you, you have to then take steps to shore yourself up. You better have an atmospheric water machine or something that can deliver you water. I don't care where it is or how you do it or you dig deep, ladies and gentlemen. Go to primarywater.org and start drilling down and get some neighbors and start drilling down because water is there. It's right under our feet. It's everywhere. Or you have your own sources of meat. You have farmers, local farmers that you know that you can absolutely buy their products that are not nano-tainted. I think the last thing we need are more nanoparticles in our systems, right? Light up like a Christmas tree. Heck, we won't even need Christmas trees following Christmases. Good heavens. Luciferase, is it in all of that? I've been researching that lately. Is it in all the nanotechnology that they've been using in our foods? Anyway, I just want all of us to be very aware of what's coming. And transhumanism, mental problems that they diagnose us with because of the reality of the world we're living in, it's going to get harder and harder because what's up is down and down is up. And the media is going to sell it like crazy. They're going to sell you the lie like you've never been lied to before. They're even telling you when they say F Joe Biden that you're not actually hearing that. Can you believe these guys? The audacity. You didn't hear that. Well, it's just like with everything, 9/11. You didn't see that. See? So they firmly count on the idea that they can show you pictures and tell you what you're seeing and what you're feeling and have you ignore the reality of what you're seeing, hearing, and feeling. That's pretty sad. Right? So if you want to be prepared for what's coming, make sure you have your food sources, your water sources, your housing source all tied up with a bow, and make sure that health-wise that you have it covered, that you're not having to visit our centralized medicine hospitals anymore, that you can stay away from that as much as you possibly can. Sure, there might be instances where you have to go, but I would trust your knowledge as you gain knowledge in the health world and know what to do. Many, many people solved problems for many, many years in this country without pharma. So the first time you thank pharma for that pill you think is saving your life, you might want to look at the homeopathic alternative for that and be very well advised and equipped in medicine as we come into this next 7-8 years. I hope we can all get prepared. Because preparing, it brings peace. It really does. I feel a lot of peace right now. We're going to fight this. Join the National Walkout next week, the 8th through the 11th. Let's all be part of this, shall we? We need to be. We need to show pushback on a scale that they cannot ignore. That is what's important about America. I love this country, and I know you do too. So let's all work together to do something that is going to be revolutionary, shall we? Kate Daly, katedalyradio.com for more. Thanks, you guys.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.